Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. Anyway, we're a little late today with our broadcast, but I was on assignment today, and I was over at Tampa, Florida, to check out Lindsay Roberts, and she was preaching over at Randy White's so-called church there. Of course, they're in a very, 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 very small building, very small, very dumpy building. And so anyway, Randy is having Lindsay Roberts of Richard and Lindsay Roberts fame, the daughter-in-law of the now deceased Oral Roberts. And so, of course, you know, this is Tampa, Florida. This is not a small town. It's quite a large town. Many, many thousands of Christians in Tampa. But here you have Lindsay Roberts, and she's doing a series. I don't know if it's a 4-week series or an 8-week series or something like that. But here you have Lindsay Roberts in town, and there wasn't even 30 people there. So it was an amazing sight to see, I must say, because here you have a woman that was once married to the president of Oral Roberts University, the daughter-in-law of the famous Oral Roberts, who could draw a crowd. So could Richard at one time. Richard could draw a crowd at one time. Yikes. When I went years ago to Madison Square Garden, now this is many years ago in New York City, to see Oral and Richard Roberts, the place was pretty well filled. Many thousands of people came out for the healing service that Richard and Oral were having. And to see the pitiful crowd this morning, what can I say? When God decides he's going to judge people, and this is God's judgment, they lost the university. They no longer are living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They live in Florida, and Richard and Lindsay. And the university is now owned by the Green family, who owns Hobby Lobby. So Richard basically was run out of town, so to speak. And now Lindsay is preaching to a crowd of about 30 people. So that's what will happen to you if you take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and you abuse it. And then they continue, though, Richard and Lindsay, they continue to scam people on their television program with the seed faith. Send me some seed faith money and God will answer your prayers. And their blended oil service, where they send you a packet of oil and you lay hands on it and you send your prayer request, and then they open this oil supposedly and put it in a big bucket, and then Richard lays his so-called anointed hands in the bucket, and then they package the oil back up and they send it back to you, and then you put it on yourself and something miraculous is supposed to happen. So, Lindsay, wake up there, Lindsay. Pretty bad. Now, I don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with going out to a meeting and you preach to 30 people. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you're Lindsay Roberts, you usually don't go to some dumpy-looking church in Tampa. And trust me, it's dumpy. You can see my video on YouTube of Randy White's building. And it's very dumpy. So his other building was bulldozed and foreclosed, and they filed for bankruptcy. So that's what happened to Randy White. But supposedly he's moving into a new building, which I also drove by there today to have a look at it. And there he's forcing his congregation to go and scrape paint and paint. It's like, Randy, hire people, okay? You know, the Bible says we're supposed to pay people when they work. The Bible does say that. So why do you have to have people coming over and doing your day labor over there? Hire a painter. Lord, have mercy on us. Honest, these people, they never stop. They never stop. Randy lives luxuriously, but he wants you to come and scrape paint off his walls. It never ends, the abuse. These people are so abusive. Do your own work. I don't expect people to come to my house and do work and not pay them. And so what does Randy do? He threatens to, that he's going to hire the women where his new building is around the corner. There's a strip joint there, the Pink Pony. And so he says that he's going to go hire the girls over there to come, and he's going to pay them to come and paint for him. Like, they're going to come and work over there for $5 an hour. Yeah, the girls that are making big money over there at the strip joint are going to come over there and paint for Randy. Honestly, he's delusional. But that's what happens when you pimp the gospel. You start losing your mind. What's more important? Is it more important to have a sound mind and to have a sane mind than to wind up a nutcase? Wind up, you're preaching to thousands of people. And yikes, when Richard and Lindsay used to have their conferences there in Tulsa, the Maybe Center, whatever, was packed. People flocked over there. And then you wind up preaching to 30 people in a dumpy old building, moldy old building over there. So, and it'll get worse. She'll go somewhere and nobody will show up one time. Yeah, nobody will show up. That's what will happen. So just open your Bible, preach the gospel, do it honestly, earn an honest living, and God will bless you. God will bless you. Instead of winding up, and I mean, poor Lindsay, she didn't even have her hair combed properly, and she was wearing this tent. It looks like she wears a tent. She can afford nice clothes. She's wearing this thing that looks like a tent. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I was telling a friend of mine, like Nebuchadnezzar. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? You go read the story about the king Nebuchadnezzar and how he wound up. He wound up on all fours and eating grass, and his fingernails grew real long, and his hair. He lost his mind because he wouldn't obey God. So that's what happens. Being the wife of the president of Oral Roberts University, that's over. That's never going to happen again. Never. Never. The thousands of people that used to throng to hear you and Richard, that's never going to happen. Never. No. People, they don't even want to hear what you have to say. They don't even want to hear you. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Now, I think it's very interesting, and I wish we had more people. For instance, people that live in the Dallas area. There's Mike Murdoch. There's Kenneth Copeland. There's T.D. Jakes. It's just loaded with ministries. And then you have the Orlando area, if there's somebody that lives there. You have Clint Brown. You have that nut over there at Super Channel 55, Claude Bowers. You have the Holy Land Experience from TBN, Paula White, Mark Sharona. There's many, many different ministries there, and we need reporters. It would be very interesting for people to go and to actually see what's going on, to take video, take pictures, and to tell us what is really going on. Because I think it was very telling this morning. I'm glad I went, and I saw it with my own eyes. Also drove by the old Without Walls, the former, where their 4,000-seat sanctuary once sat, which is now totally demolished. They were putting in sewer pipes there because they're going to build some apartments, not Without Walls, because they went bankrupt. They lost the property, basically. And it was up for a foreclosure auction, and somebody purchased it from, I guess, the bankruptcy court or whatever. And also, they had an administration building. It was about 4 or 5 stories tall, a big building. And that was deserted, and now that's just a pile of rubble. So that's gone. And God did that. Nobody did that. No man did that. God did it. He did it. You don't want to obey me? You're gonna sell miracles to people? You're gonna abuse my name? And God says, "Well, I've had it with you. I'm judging you." So expect more judgment. Expect to see more judgment come on these so-called ministries that they won't earn an honest living. They won't tell people the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. They only want to con people because they like money. Well, we all need money. But you don't lie about Jesus to get it. No, you don't do that. So anyway, it would be interesting if there is any of my listeners, if you live near Orlando or you live near Dallas, you live nearby some of these big ministries, it would be very interesting. Email me, susan@propheticnews.com, and let me know if you could take some pictures and give us some reports about the size of the church, how many people are actually going. I don't think the Holy Land Experience there, I know Jan Crouch is basically running that place in Orlando. I don't think that place is making any money. I think that place is losing money. But I think some of these ministries, many of them, as a matter of fact, probably are hurting for cash a little bit, where the donations aren't as big as they once were. Of course, there are still some ministries that take in big money, CBN, Pat Robertson's ministry, something like over $200 million a year. I don't know for what. I don't know what he does with all that money, quite honestly, because they only have one program anymore, the 700 Club. So how much does that cost to produce? It doesn't cost $200 million. I don't know what they do with all that money, but people keep sending it, so there's still a lot of money going out to these preachers, but I would like to see more money being donated to smaller ministries that aren't conning people. It just never ceases to amaze me, really, when you look at some of the finances of these ministries and how much money they really do take in, and that people are sending it to them. They don't care about their character. They don't care about the heresy. They just keep donating. So it's quite an interesting time we're living in. But I still think that we're going to see more and more of these ministries crash, because as the debts mount up and as the donations fall, they won't be able to make their payments, their mortgage payments, because many of them have big mortgages. And even when they pay off their mortgages, they borrow money on their mortgages. And it's not because we like to see people get hurt. I don't like to see people get hurt. I don't get any joy out of seeing someone get hurt. But I do not like heretics taking advantage of the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on Calvary, which was paid for with his life. And I do not like these people taking his name and smearing his name and making Jesus like he's some kind of a weird person that you have to give him $5. Otherwise, if you don't give Jesus $5 or $100 or $58 or $1,000, he won't do anything for you. You have to pay Jesus off. No, I don't like when they do that. When that type of person loses their ministry, which they don't deserve to have any kind of a ministry, that makes me happy, because that's one less person that's going to get fleeced and hurt. Because trust me, people get hurt when they believe that they're sending their money and they're expecting their breakthrough or whatever, and then no breakthrough comes. They're in the food stamp line, or they're in the bankruptcy court, or their house is foreclosed or whatever, because they actually believe these people. So they need to either repent or go away. Just leave people alone. Go get a job. Do something honest with your life instead of conning people in the name of holding a Bible. Just do something else. So anyway, I do hope I hear from some of you. I hope that there'll be some other people that would go and shoot some video and take some pictures and let us know what's happening behind the scenes, what people don't see, because normally people would watch Richard and Lindsay, and they're on quite a few networks, so they still have to be taking in some money to be able to pay these TV bills, because TV airtime is expensive. It is very expensive. So they're still taking in money, but obviously Lindsay must need the money. Otherwise, why is she driving over an hour or whatever. It's at least an hour to drive to Tampa from where she lives. I don't really know where she lives. I think they live in Sarasota, but I don't really know where they live. But they drive. She has to drive over there, and there's 30 people there. So she must need the money. That's why she's doing it. She's not going over there because, oh, I want to minister. I want to minister to people. And I don't think so, because, you know, back in the old days, she didn't care. I remember one time when I saw them, I can't remember where I was, but I saw Richard and Lindsay were there with their children, and the girls were smaller then, probably 9 or 10 or whatever. And you couldn't get near them. You didn't go up to them. So it was an interesting day. But anyway, I just wanted to give you that report and let you know that we weren't here this afternoon at 1 at our usual time on Saturday, but I wanted to let you know that I was out on this assignment, and I wanted to do this program later today, but we need to really, the remnant church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to really have a louder voice, because we want more people to be heard. I encourage people, just get a program on Blog Talk Radio. Get a YouTube channel. Do whatever you can. Get a website. Do whatever you can to get the good news out, the real good news, not what people see. For the most part, what they're seeing on television is not the real good news. It's terrible news. And we want to see more truth tellers. Truth tellers. That's what we need. And we need more people to have a say. And thank God for the people that are out there. The Remnant Church, it's wonderful, really. But we need more people out there reporting and having a voice, because, trust me, it makes an impact on some people's lives. I know that when I was trying to come out of all that word of faith foolishness, the fact that I saw there was other people that felt exactly the way I felt. It wasn't my closest friends. It might have been one or two of my close friends that felt the way I felt. But for the most part, no. But I started finding people in different parts of the country that felt the same way I do. We knew something was wrong, and that what we were seeing, the selling of miracles and this type of thing, we knew it wasn't right. We knew that it wasn't the right way to present the Lord Jesus Christ and what real Christianity is. So I just want to thank everybody for listening, and we're going on 6 years. In August, we will be celebrating our 6-year anniversary of Prophetic News Radio, and I want to thank everybody that's listened over these past 6 years. So we will continue to be broadcasting, and we have our YouTube channel, Prophetic, it's under my name, actually, Susan Puzio, and then we have a newer channel called Greedy Preachers TV. Now, that would make a great reality series. Yes, if anyone would love to produce that for national television, Greedy Preachers TV, that would be excellent. And we need more documentaries produced on television. I just think that would be wonderful to show the excesses and what the pride of life, which Jesus warned of, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, greed, what it can do to people, what it's done to many of these famous people that claim to be ministers, and they're not. They're ministers of the devil, and they sold out to the devil for filthy lucre's sake. So we also have the website propheticnews.com, and there's some great articles on there. A few of them I wrote, but mainly articles that I put up from different websites, because there's always something going on. And thank God for websites and the internet, where we can have a voice. And it's a powerful voice. Yes, it's a powerful voice. Many of these people know that we're out there and we're speaking up. And possibly they don't like it, but it's only for your own good. I know I've said this before. Well, hell is hot, okay? Hell is hot. And being separated from God for all eternity, when you knew there was a God and you knew there was a Jesus and you wouldn't serve him and you wouldn't repent of your evil ways, but you chose to go your own way instead of doing the right thing. That's why many of us are out here and sounding the alarm. I believe there's a hell, and I'm not going there. So that should be, people don't like to hear that anymore. Oh, don't talk about hell. You might turn somebody off. Well, I hope it turns them off. I hope it turns them off to their life of evil. Yeah, I hope so. But anyway, the good news is this. You can be born again. You can have a personal relationship with a real God, Jesus Christ. He's real. He's alive. He ascended into heaven in a body. He rose from the dead, and he is alive, and he's real, and heaven is real. And when we leave this earth, and we're all going to die, all of us, I don't care who you are, you're going to die one day. And you can either go to heaven or you can go to hell. If you repent of your sins, and we've all sinned, that's another thing. I don't care who you are. You're a sinner. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we need to repent and ask God to forgive us of our sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So ask Jesus Christ into your life today. He's the only perfect one, the only sinless one, and he's the only one that can help you, the only one that can really help you, and the only one. So God bless you all today. I want to thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. We'll have a special guest for you, and we'll be live next week again, okay? God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, set on a hill, and someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.